Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Ready your breakfast and eat hearty. But tonight, we dine in hell!
Good morning, everybody. It's been a minute. Good morning. It is March 18th. That's right. 2022. I live in California. My name is Brian Hammer Jackson. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. Heard around the world. They tune me in. Tune in, turn on. Oh, a lot of things are happening. You know, I'm a big fan of CNN, MSNBC, so on and so forth. I watch cable news. But lately, everything is about Ukraine, all about Ukraine. I mean, it's rough. It's rough, but sometimes I need a break. So that's why I'm not talking about Ukraine. I'm not talking about Putin, but I do want to talk. I do want to talk about simple minds, empty heads, followers because they're bored, they're lonely, they just want to belong to somewhere. Then they create some kind of social thing that other lonely, empty-headed, dumb shit people follow called woke and coin all these stupid phrases, QAnon, and we're going to be talking about that. We're going to go from woke to, I'm not a big fan, to transgender, which I'm not a fan at all, to women in sports. I'm a fan, but when they want to cross over, we have a problem. So I want to talk about it. It's Friday, everybody, and how it works with me is that if you want to come in the studio and talk about something else, do it. You want to promote something, do it. The number to reach me is 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number your voice will be heard all over the place. We're going to start this with the news story. And tell me if you agree with this. And this is what's wrong with the world and women. I'm not going to attack you women, but somebody needs to hold you guys accountable. Because I think you're living in this fantasy world that everything should be equal, you against men, blah, 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 blah. This story bothered me about the women's soccer team that they sued because they're getting less pay. It bothered me. But here's the story.
Players Players on the U.S. women's national soccer team filed a federal complaint against the U.S. Soccer Federation. Players say their treatment doesn't match their achievement, and it's time to even the playing field. And since this year's Women's World Cup overlaps with the presidential primary, politicians have weighed in. In their legal response, the U.S. Soccer Federation said that these allegations are inaccurate and misleading. So what's going on here? The vast majority of revenue for the U.S. Soccer Federation comes from two places, games played by both national teams.
First of all, you're annoying, and you talk like a valley girl, and nobody's listening to you. This is why we don't support women's sports, because you're annoying. And let's just be honest, women are not into sports, unless you're a dyke. Well, that's about it. If a woman gets into sports, there's only two reasons she's interested in sports, is to meet a guy who's either playing a game or to meet a guy because where the guys are watching sports. Women are not into sports. They'll wear the jersey. It's like a bait and switch thing. So you see a girl wearing a jersey. Next time you see a woman wearing a jersey, maybe it's a Brady or some well-known player, ask her to name three other people on that team. See if I'm wrong. So next time you see a woman wearing a jersey that has Brady on it or whatever player at that point, ask her to name three other players on that team and what position they play. Because women are not into sports. They're not interested in sports. They're interested in the sports guy. And then when they get the sports guy, what do? They complain because the guys are over. It's Friday and everything. They're complaining all the fucking time. I'm not saying all women are not into sports. I mean, they're casual women who have an interest in it because their guy is interested in it, and they want to be part of the guy's life. But it's true. So what we do is say, you know, some numbnuts thought way back in the day, well, women should have their own sports. And here we go with the soccer mom. You ever notice that it's called the soccer mom, not the soccer dad? They get the little girls into sports, which they're not interested in, which they're not playing with any intensity, which they're not playing with any real oomph and take out an opponent. No, they're just exercising and running around and playing this. Now, maybe there's 5% of those girls will really get serious. But it's true. Women don't give a fuck about sports. And then you say, well, what about the women sportscasters? Yeah, they get to go to the locker rooms and look at the guy's cocks when she interviews them. Look at this. And I bet you $1 million when those women are in those locker rooms that they go to their girlfriends and they're having lunch and it all comes down to the penis, baby. It all comes down. They're not interested in that. Unless you're a dyke. So now we get the women's soccer team. And anybody who's into sports knows what's going on here. Cleveland, the Cleveland Cavaliers, or the low... ball clubs. Yeah, they don't get paid as much. You know why they don't get paid as much? Their arenas are smaller. It's because they're in a very low market. The owners could only afford to pay them what they can pay them. Now, if you go into L.A. in a bigger market, you're going to get paid much because they got the superstars, LeBron James, so on and so forth. They bring the milkshake to the yard, and the boys will come. You got those powerful names. They put asses in the seats. That's the name of it, baby. It's asses in the seat. It's not about being fair. It's not about, oh, you look so cute. Sports, it's a cutthroat sports. Inside and out with agents and managers and you're being fired. It's cutthroat. Women can't handle that bullshit because they don't have that intensity about sports and love sports that much. So it's about putting asses in the seat. Nobody's interested in going to the WBA. As much as the NBA and the athletes try to build up the WBA, nobody cares. And so, and same thing with baseball. God, when was the last time you're going to go to a woman's soccer, a professional soccer team, a game? I guarantee you, no one. No one. They don't have the name. There's nobody there to put the asses in the seat because they don't play with an intensity of men do. Done. So now these groups of bitches, I'm sorry, the women's soccer team, decide to sue. They're going to make this, instead of owner's business and owners in a soccer league, they're going to make this like, okay, let's just go like Zurich company and everything. If it's a business, let's sue it as a business. And we deserve to get paid more or the same as men. No, you don't. No, you don't. Life is not fair. You are a millennial. Not everybody gets a trophy. Welcome to the world, bitch. It's a competitive world. No, you don't get to get a raise or you don't get to get paid like the men do because you are not putting asses in the seats. Now, if you want to go up there, walk around with no bra on, and then you have a thong, and you run around kicking a ball, and the sprinklers are out there, and you have to run through the sprinklers wet and everything, I guarantee you that you're going to get the asses in the seat. I guarantee you, somebody should wear no bra, and women should play soccer with the sprinklers on the field, and they run through the sprinklers and everything. You're going to put a lot of asses in the seat. Until that happens, nobody fuck cares. And so now, the women's soccer team decided to call foul. Oh, and this is why women should not be in sports. It's not fair. Well, it's not fair because sports are not fair. Not every team wins the Super Bowl. Not every team's going to the finals. It is not fair. It's called sports. And when you understand it's called sports, when it's a competitive field, you shut the fuck up. And here's the story. So the women's soccer team decide to sue because they're getting paid less. And here it is. We go back to the story.
The vast majority of revenue for the U.S. Soccer Federation comes from two places, games played by both national teams, and sponsorships. Since fiscal 2016, ticket sales for the women's games have not only matched but have brought in more overall revenue than the men's games. And even though the games can be expensive to put on, the women generated more net revenue for games in 2016 and 2017. Sponsors have also been giving more since the U.S. won the 2015 Women's World Cup, but we can't directly attribute that increase to either team, since the Federation doesn't distinguish which team brings in more sponsorship or how sponsorship dollars are allocated. The players' earnings are determined by a mix of factors that differ between the men's team and women's team, making a direct comparison almost impossible. The women's team makes a base salary and has bonuses. The men's team only earns bonuses. The teams play different numbers of games and earn different bonuses depending on the outcome of a game and the rank of their opponent. The lawsuit alleges that if both teams play 20 friendly games, that a top-tier women's national player would earn 38% of the compensation of a similarly situated player on the men's team. But that was under the previous collective bargaining agreement that ended in December of 2016. We obtained the new agreement, which took effect in April of 2017, and in the same scenario, we calculated that a player on the women's team would earn about 89% of the compensation of a similarly situated men's player. If both teams lost all 20 games, the players would make the same amount because men earn a $5,000 bonus when they lose. The women don't earn bonuses for losses, but they have a $100,000 base salary. But it's not just salaries and bonuses. Players can also earn money a bunch of other ways. In other words, how much money a player makes depends on a lot of different factors.
I think pay equity, a lot of times it just goes to compensation or salaries or bonuses, but it's really hard to have that conversation without really having the conversation about are the staff funded equally? Are the youth teams funded equally? Branding, promotion, sponsorships.
Until 2018, the men's team consistently had more expenses, which included salaries, than the women's team. But in 2018, the women earned more than the men on average. But they also won more and played almost double the games. And that's all before we get to the World Cup pay structure, which is set up entirely differently. Total prize money for the women's World Cup.
Shut up. I had enough. I had enough. It's all about putting asses in the seats. It's all about winning. That's it. we go into how many games the man win. Oh, that annoying voice. This is why we're telling women, shut up, get off the field, get in the kitchen, make some food. What the hell are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. I'm not anti-woman. I love women. Women, women, women. Love them, love them, love them. Some of them even taste good. I love them. But we got to quit thinking that women are equal. They're not. And accept they're not, because all men are not equal. They're not. There are some men who run faster, some men who run slower, some men who are stronger than others, some men who have long hair, some men who are bald, some men have big penises, some men have long. We're not equal. Stop with the equal bullshit, because that's what makes some men are geniuses, some men are stupid, some women are geniuses, some women. We're not equal. Quit with the equal. Now, if you want to say you want to be treated equal, again, that's another stupid thing. You cannot be treated equal. Women are not, and women don't want to be treated equal. They just want to be, they want to say that. They just want to say it because they, I don't know why they say it. It makes no sense. Because I still see women would like to go taken out to dinner. Women still like the door open. Women still like to be treated like a woman. Women still have that don't yell at me kind of bullshit. They don't. That's not equal. Last time two dudes going out, unless they're faggots. Let's see, be wearing the tape. Dun, 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 dun. Unless they're gayers. Okay, better word. They're not being treated equal. Two guys going out, no guy's opening the door for another guy. No guy's taking another guy out to dinner unless the other guy does it. There is no thing. The only reason we take you out to dinner is because we want to have sex with you. If we're not having sex with you, you might as well call Uber by yourself because we're not interested. And as soon as we can accept that, the better off we are. And women, you know that because you hold it against us. You weaponize your sexuality against us all the time. You tease us. You flirt with us. You do this just to get either money out of us or get your way. That's just the way life is. And we have to accept it. It's what we do. Stop with this equality bullshit. But see, there are a few exceptions. You know, I understand a woman judge should get paid as much as a male judge. Okay, because they're doing the same amount of work. I do agree with that. But don't believe in this equality bullshit because they have to lower the standards for cops and firemen, women paramedics, women cops. They have to lower the standards for them to get into the academy and get out of the academy, which proves you're not equal. And we're not supposed to be equal, and that's why you have exceptional people. And so when these women, they actually did sue. That's the bottom line. I can't stand this woman's voice anymore. It's just a nagging. It's just nagging. This Valley Girl talk nags me. And they won. And they won. They won. The settlement was $24 million. Women's National Soccer Team members settle equal pay lawsuit for $24 million. $24 million is not a lot, folks. I'll give you an idea what $24 million is. Tom Brady is going to get $25 million just to play one more season for Tampa Bay. That's a million more just to play one season. What does a season now consist of, 11 games? So these women think it's a victory, and it's sending the wrong message because here's the headline. Women's National Soccer Team, the members settle equal pay lawsuit for $24 million. And here's the copy underneath it. Getting to this day has not been easy. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. It's not like you're some kind of martyr, you're some kind of hero. Shut up. The U.S. women's national team players have achieved unprecedented success while working to achieve equal pay for themselves in the future athlete. No, you didn't. You greedy little bitch. No, you didn't. I don't see there's any bylaws that changed in a soccer team about up women's salary now and they're recruiting women. No, you got your money. Shut the fuck up. And I like it when they have a little bit, these little selfish, if you really want to say it, it's nothing but greed. Let's just strip it down to what it is. Greed. I want to be paid just like the men. Not to be paid for putting asses in a seat. No, that's not what I'm about. But I hear Ken gets paid more than $5,000 more than me, and we're playing the same game. See, you know, this is a sewage language, and this would happen with the millennials, where everybody, when people use a joke with the millennials, everybody gets a trophy, everybody does this. This is the product of that crap. Everybody should get the same pay. See, that's the thinking. And this is why millennial men are weak little bitches. The millennial men are getting weaker and more sensitive, while millennial women are getting stronger and tougher. It has to balance out. Nothing stays the same. Where you want a man to be sensitive and cry with you and care about your needs and support what you want to and cheer you on when you have your period, and when he goes in there and buys his maxi pads, you want somebody to ring a bell going, yes, that's a man who cares about that woman's period. Yay, let's give him a cheer. Yay for the boy. Meanwhile, you women are getting stronger. You're getting smarter. You're getting into the business world. You're fighting. You're finally having your comeuppance. And you come home to this whiny bitch on Xbox. And this is why divorces is over 50%. Because women are getting stronger. They're getting smarter. And the toy factory, oh, my God, the toy factory and adult toys is going, I guess you could buy stock, because women saying, I don't really need you. Women are waiting long. They're going to college. They're waiting a little bit longer to have children. And they're getting smarter and they're learning the business ways. They're kicking ass. Meanwhile, the men's penises are shrinking and their little pussies running around loose. And the women are wanting to pat him on the back and say, I'll take you out for dinner, bitch, which meaning hubby. And it's because millennial men have lost their penises. They have lost their testosterone. They were castrated. And these millennial women are looking at these bitches and say, I want a real man. What is a real man? They don't like kings. They're looking for somebody. And guess who they find? Old school dudes. You know, the Sylvester Stallone kind of dude, Arnold Schwarzenegger. They're looking for Neanderthals. They're trying to match their equal. They want something strong beside them. Some insecure women will like these millennial men because they're insecure and he needs me. And this false narrative, again, getting to this day has not been easy. The U.S. women's national team players, they have achieved unprecedented success while working to achieve equal pay for themselves and future, equal pay for themselves. Remember, we're talking sports. The only way the owners make money is by putting asses in the seats. The only asses that are in the seats are the girl players who are not on the field. That's only asses in the seats, and they're sitting on the bench. And then you got those running gun dykes. They're running gun dykes, running around, looking for something to do, playing soccer, looking to find other dykes that they can be attracted to, and they marry. And it's a lesbian fuckfest. Okay, let's see here. Here it goes. Here's some of the news.
Several prominent professional soccer players, including World Cup winners Megan Rapinoe and Alex Morgan, are criticizing the National Women's Soccer League following a report detailing accusations of sexual coercion by a top head coach. A story in The Athletic, September 30th, included statements from former players accusing the North Carolina Courage head coach Paul Riley of sexual harassment and misconduct over several years. Riley denied the allegations to the publication. The Courage fired Riley the day the article published, and the NWSL commissioner expressed shock and disgust, saying the U.S. Center for Safe Sport will investigate the allegations. But the league came under fire as players claimed the NWSL was already informed about the allegations and failed to act appropriately.
There you go. Pussy 2, dick 0. Took the coach down. What in the hell was that coach thinking about coming on sexually harassing lesbians? By the way, I looked at the allegation. It was completely stupid. But as soon as women hear, I mean, it's like rape. Well, no, I'm not going to rape. Rape is a very serious thing. But allegations, allegations, allegations. That's another. They're weaponizing this thing. They got rid of the guy. Pussy two, dick zero. What kind of man would sexually harass lesbians and knowing that they are lesbians? And he denies it. Of course he denies it because he... A $24 million settlement agreement has been reached between the U.S. women's soccer players and the U.S. Soccer Federation. More than a dozen members of the U.S. women's national team sued the federation over gender discrimination in 2018. Now, both male and female U.S. soccer players will be paid at an equal rate. Really? Both men and women that play for U.S. soccer will be paid at an equal rate after a landmark $24 million settlement was announced a year ago in a legal battle. Isn't that great? There is no incentive about men. If everybody gets paid the same, there's no incentive about bonuses and this and endorsement deals. Say goodbye to that bullshit, which makes the individual wealthy, by the way. On Tuesday, the U.S. soccer and the U.S. women's national team, which is USWNT, or I like to say the other initial, CUNT, Association, they announced a settlement agreement that officially ends a 2019 gender discrimination lawsuit. It was filed by more than two dozen members of the U.S. women's national soccer team. The lawsuit included soccer stars Megan Rapinoe, which I don't never heard the name like I'm supposed to, and Alex Morgan, and argued female soccer players were being discriminated against as reflected in their pay, medical treatment, travel arrangements, and over. Whatever happens to the owner of the team is supposed to take care of that. You're looking at the Players Association supposed to do this as far as travel arrangements? Seriously, and overall workload, you get into sports, you get recognized in sports, you look as a sports person, you finally make it, you little bitch, and you're finally making it in a sports, and what do? You act like a little fucking girl, and you want to sue because it's not fair because I'm not getting the same pay. Is this a victory towards women? No, it's not. It's a weakness towards women. Not a victory. It's a little crybaby saying, we want the same pay as a man. You come in, you finally make it to the league, they give you a league, you get some kind of thing. How come nobody's endorsing you bitches, girls? Where's your Coca-Cola endorsement? Where's your Coors Light? Where's your commercials? But you're relying on the play of the league. Okay. You knew the pay of the league when you're in the league. And you've been in the league for 10 years and whatever, and all of a sudden you want equal pay? See, you want to get into the boys, you want to get into the boys club, and then you want to change the rules. Is that how women do it? We get in, we're finally in the club, and then we want to change the rules. Let's see here. Before that, 2016, a former Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC, complaint was filed by retired U.S. women's soccer player Hope Solo. I thought that was something under Star Wars. Wasn't Hope Solo in Star Wars? Wait a minute. It was New Hope and Hans, whatever. Carly Lloyd and Becky Sauerbrunn. That's Braun. Brum. Who cares? Who cares? The 2019 lawsuit has been settled in court, reaching $24 million settlement that includes terms that men and women will be paid at an equal rate in the future and all friendless and tournaments, including the World Cup. Well, what happened is that a lot of people are going to jump. Men are going to jump. I don't know what this World Cup is and what this association, but men are not into equal pay. Men are in for the endorsement and to get rich. Women are selling for just equal pay. That's just a little bit for me. Thank you. The U.S. soccer will pay $22 million to the players in the case an additional $2 million to a fund that would benefit the United States women team. And then they're going to do charitable efforts related to women and girls soccer. Yay. Yay. And that's it. What this tells me is that women, you can't cut it. You don't have the teeth for a bite of the success that men do. You buckle under it. You don't have the talent. We're not taking you seriously. Stop it. You're not even taking yourself seriously. You can't even make it. You have to sue to get, if you're any good, you would get endorsements and you get this and we'd be watching you on TV, but no. And you know what? And I'll tell you why men don't watch you. See, men watch women for one reason only. Hopefully your bra slips off and we see some titty, or maybe you're not wearing underwear. You forgot your panties in cheerleading. Other than that, we're not interested. We're not interested in watching a bunch of lesbians who are rocking a mustache running up and down the field that look like Sasquatch. We don't care. We don't care. We don't care. We are not interested. Now, if you want to go back to jello fights and then you're wrestling in the mud and maybe you don't have, and something slips out, we're there. But nobody cares about a bunch of lesbians running around in the field, but other lesbians who are single. We're going to be talking about Caitlyn Jenner. That was our lead story. And I usually don't agree with Caitlyn Jenner, but, you know, and I have a hard time saying Caitlyn Jenner, but so be it. But she's in a fight of her life right now. She's being attacked. But I happen to agree with Caitlyn Jenner. Well, you know, this chick got some balls. When we come back, we'll tell you why Caitlyn Jenner is under fire here. Listen to Hammer Radio Network. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. This is a number to call if you want to talk to me. And if you talk to me, you're a lucky son of a bitch. 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Caitlyn Jenner while I am on her side. That's right. I said her. And I got this acid in my stomach by saying her. I like natural women. I don't like muscle-bound women. I don't like women who take steroids. I don't like women's muscles bigger than mine. I don't like a woman's ass that looks like a man, but it looks even better than my ass. I like a soft, fluffy, sexy woman. I don't like a woman that has a penis, and especially if the penis is bigger than mine. What the fuck is that? When we come back, let's talk about Caitlyn Jenner. I like a natural woman.
I'm so untied. You're the key to
Jackson and Hammer Radio Network. Now that's a woman. And that's what we're talking about. Women acting silly, being stupid. I don't usually agree with Caitlyn Jenner. I did agree a lot with Bruce Jenner. I don't care what freak shit that people do. That's up to them. But I think Caitlyn Jenner's walking a thin line here. Because he still, it does, whatever. Caitlyn Jenner thinks like a guy. He does. Even though he wants to, whatever. But he still thinks like a guy. Case in point, he's in trouble. When I say trouble, people are, you know, this Twitter business. This Twitter business. Twitter. Here it is. Well, Caitlyn Jenner said, I said from the beginning, biological boys should not compete against biological girls. This woke world we're living in right now isn't working, and it's true. It is not working. Nope. Because you guys have been bamboozled and stupid, you empty-headed fools. With this woke stuff, we put it in your head. It didn't work. Well, Jenner said, oh, I didn't know Jenner was 72 years old. Damn. Well, what Jenner said is that, he's talking about transgender people, by the way. Jenner has doubled down on her opposition to trans women taking part in sports, stating that we have to protect women in sports. We do. And any of you women out there thinking, oh, that's not right, I would love to see a match with you. I would like to see any woman in this world, and I would pay top dollar to see them in a ring with Mike Tyson. Before you start thinking about, or a transgender man, let's say Mike Tyson decides to say he's a woman now, and he's going back into boxing, and he goes to the Women's Boxing Association. I'd like to see that match. You'll be the first bitches to say that's not fair. So stop with the nonsense. In an interview with the Daily Mail, Jenner just completed he just competed in a women's golf tournament. Again, Jenner in a women's golf tournament. Who do you think is going to hit the ball faster? The woman or the woman with the balls? Who's going to hit that ball farther? Yeah, it's really fair. Quit being stupid. Women, you know that you set yourself back? You set yourself back for injury. You set yourself back for losses to compete with transgender men, if there is such a thing. Basically, you're competing with a man. Fuck the transgender bullshit. You're competing with a man. And who did that? You. Because you're a moron. So you want to say, let's include the transgender. Yay, transgender. So now you got Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner playing in a woman's golf tournament would set you up for a loss. He said trans women and girls should not play for women's teams. And, oh, by the way, you just were playing in this tournament. I don't know what you're talking about, Caitlyn, but anyway. And asserted that she believes in strict binary sex. I don't know what that means. She said this. I don't know what strict binary sex means. Yes, I don't think biological boys should compete in women's sports. We have to protect women in sports. That's the bottom line. Jenner, 72, set. 72 years old. Now, this bitch looks okay for 72. No, seriously, I'm looking at a picture. Wow. Frankenstein's monster looks pretty damn good. Can you imagine if that was a movie back in the 50s and he created Frankenstein? Frankenstein, by the way, was the doctor, the monster. So when people say Frankenstein, Frankenstein's not the monster. Frankenstein is the doctor. But Frankenstein created Bruce Jenner as the monster? I wonder how many guys will run away and try to fuck it. Wow. That cosmetic surgery. Woohoo. So anyway, it has been widely reported that Caitlyn Jenner competed in the ANA Inspiration Pro-Am tournament in California, according to the Indy. She confirmed to a TV news personality, Matt Lauer, that she plays from the woman's tees. Well, most men play from the women's T and A, but he want to go with the T, fine. Oh, T's, T-E-E-S. Sorry, I jumped. Caitlyn Jenner comments were directed to trans students, all those guys, poor bastards, and a swimmer named Leah Thomas in the interview, who was recently profiled in Sports Illustrated after a streak of wins in the university tournaments. Oh, how did we know that this trans woman who's competing about women in universities winning all these tournaments? Because women are stupid. You dumb bitches. When you started accepting transgender and go, oh, yes, we should support everything because they're discriminated like us, you set yourself back years. Because you might have well said, let's cut out this women and men sport business and just have sports and have women compete against men. That's basically what you said. You just want to put the trans in front of it to make it sound like, oh, I'm with it. You basically said, let's compete. And men said, sure, I'll compete against your ass. I'll come out of retirement and I'll compete against you women in bowling and volleyball and soccer, football, ball. Hell yeah, women. Thank you. Let me kick your ass. Why don't we do the whole thing? Because when you say let's let transgender women go into sports and compete about us, let's cut it out and let's just say there's no such thing as domestic violence anymore. Think about it. If you're walking down the street and you got a trans woman who's technically a man beating the hell out of this other girl and they're having a fight and he calls himself a trans woman, fair fight. Fair fight, right? Two women fighting. And this transgender woman is beating the shit out of this person. And this other girl's a girl, and she's swinging her little arms, and she's trying to grab the hair. And this transgender person is fucking her up in her face and kicking her and everything with the power that the testosterone will give him. Yeah, fair fight. So let's get rid of domestic violence. Let's get rid of women in custody, court custody, and battle of children because of this. Let's get rid of everything. As soon as you women start accepting transgender women, rules are off. Domestic violence is out. Rape is out. Sodomy is still in. I mean, you can't go to a place and say, he raped me. Two men are not going to complain and call the cops because that dude raped me. Nah. If you're a transgender man or a woman, and a woman, they had some kind of freak relationship, and the feminine woman calls the cops and says she was raped by her girlfriend, does that change things? I wonder if that changed things. Because two girls, one girl raped another girl. I wonder if that changed things. Because normally you think, I don't know. Might as well throw that out too. Thomas 22 said in an interview, I just want to show trans kids. Okay. I just want to show trans kids. I'm not even going to comment on that. I just want to show trans kids and younger trans athletes that they are not alone. They don't have to choose between who they are and the sports they love. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And if you have a daughter out there and she's into sports, let her go against some boy who's 14, 15, 16 years old, still has the full testosterone, but says he's trans woman. Go ahead. I like to see that. I would love to be in the stands when they compete against each other in judo and boxing or any combat sports. Yeah. And I would be watching your face as your little girl gets her ass kicked. Not only kicked, probably paralyzed, brutally smashed, disfigured, and maybe hurt so bad inside that she may not be able to have a baby. Because in the name of being cool, you go trans. You just put, and it says right here, Jenner also railed against cancer culture at an interview criticizing the Brit Awards' move to create gender-neutral whatever. I'm not going to get into cancel culture. I'm not getting into that. So she's under fire. So basically, Caitlyn's under fire. And here's some of the people replying from what Jennifer said. Caitlyn. I'm sorry. Caitlyn Jenner. One person said, woke, are you trying to be woke? Are you trying? I got to read how they do Twitter. It's their link. That's their English. Woke, are you trying to be welcome to the GOP QAnon Club? Another person, his name is Vic. Vic says, please learn the science and stop playing pick-me right-wing politics with the lives you trans kids who just want to be able to participate. I don't know. This person named Debbie, with that language, you're playing into right-wing anti-trans politics. Really? The guy named Jack, he says, guys, I'm starting to get the impression the media are lying to us. We are living in a fucked up country. And if everybody started thinking, you know, this is why people should not think, because they can't. Kevin Sorbo, and I guess this is a real Kevin Sorbo, everything was Trump's fault when he was in office, but now nothing is Biden's fault. Okay. I don't know how we got into politics with this trans thing. That's it. So they're going after Jenna, as well as they should. As well as they should. And here's Caitlyn Jenner. She replied, which she shouldn't have. So she replied on Twitter to people. You are the definition of fake news and have no integrity. Caitlyn Jenner is saying no integrity. Let's go back to Caitlyn Jenner. Who was your best friend? Oh, that's right, OJ. Who did you lie for? Oh, that's right, OJ. Who did you cover for? Oh, that's right, OJ. And who did you cover for, OJ, and said that you were, what's Kim Kardashian's mother's name again? I forgot her name, Jenner, whatever her name was. That OJ was fucking her, but he used Caitlyn Jenner as a puppet to say that it's, you know, you be with him. Well, Robert Kardashian's wife and Caitlyn, they put you two together so you can be this pseudo couple that you were not fucking each other, but so OJ can stick his dick into Kardashian's, I can't even remember the mother's name. So don't talk about integrity, Caitlyn Jenner. But anyway, he says, I competed in a charity pro-am tournament hosted by the LPGA, the ANA, with men and women, with Danielle Kang. Who cares? Do your research before you publish lies. And then Caitlyn says, yes, I do exist. Call me whatever you want. I am extremely proud of a lot of what I have done in my life. I am here to change lives. Okay, now he's Jesus. I'm here to change opinions and then live my life the way I want to. I will never fit in a box, ever. I just use common sense. And that's Caitlyn Jenner for you. That's Caitlyn Jenner. You know, I had a lot to say today. And I have about six people in the studio. I haven't even opened up the microphones. I don't know what's going on with this world, with the Ukraine, and I'm reading these stories, and in the middle of it, I'm finding I don't care. I don't care. I know I'm supposed to be making an interesting radio show and go off on these subjects, but I don't care. I don't care about Caitlyn Jenner. I don't. And I'm not going to pretend to care about these stories to get you guys interested in them. I came on at first to say, you know, women, you got to stop being stupid. You're not equal, and you don't have to be equal. You can be better. Why settle for being equal? I mean, I don't understand this bullshit about people want to be equal. Why would you want to be equal? Men have a hard time, too. And I'm sure some of you women have girls and boys, too, and it's not you against us. I don't think many men could give birth and go through the pain that you women go through. I don't think you can. I don't think many men can put things in perspective as good as a woman can. There's a lot of things. A woman is close to godness. They give birth to life. So why do you want to settle about being equal? Why do you want to settle with that? You could be better. You're worried about equal pay? Don't worry about equal pay. Just do what you're doing and achieve the best. The pay will come. The sponsors will come. Just quit. Don't whine about it. Who gives a fuck? Don't worry about becoming equal. Be better than us. And you are. And don't just settle for being equal. I don't understand this. I really don't. I really don't care. I don't give a fuck about Caitlyn Jenner. I really don't care. I don't give a fuck about transgender. I don't care. I mean, I'm supposed to be a radio host, and I'm supposed to get you guys riled up and get you energetic so I can get ratings and get you guys to come on the air and act a fool and so we can say good thing and make a fool out of you guys. I'm not interested in that. Maybe I shouldn't be on the radio anymore because that's not where I am. I'm not interested in anybody acting a fool. I'm not interested in what you do, what you believe. I'm not interested in the war in Ukraine. Yeah, okay, take a gasp at that. I'm not interested. Politics has become gossip. Politics has become a reality show. I'm not interested about what Biden said. I'm not interested in what Trump says. It's become a reality show. It's become bullshit. And I think what people forget, life is not bullshit. So why are we living in it? And why are we buying in it? I don't care if you're gay. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't raise my food prices or I'm not paying more gas because I'm not gay. I don't really, if you're a person, I think you're funny, I hang with you. If you're a guy and you try to suck my dick, we're going to have a problem. Unless we're in prison together, I'm going to be there for life. No, even then we're going to have a problem. But you're not. See straight guys, let me tell you something. You're so worried about gay guys doing this. And gay guys don't want you. Gay men or gay women do not want you. Just because you're a straight guy, what do you think you're some kind of red meat to every gay man in the world? No, they do not want you. And they're not interested in you. If you're gay, you have your own thing. You have your own community. This is who you are, your lifestyle. Leave them the fuck alone. But straight guys, knock this shit off. Hell, half the women don't even want you. Why would a gay guy want you? Stop it. Just stop the nonsense. I see my friend in the studio. I've got 8 people, and I'm only going to let him on. Hang in there, my friend. He knows what I'm talking about, 602. But I'm only going to let him on the radio today because I don't feel like acting a fool for you guys. We got to stop the nonsense. Because I can pick a subject and it's just stupid. Women, stop the nonsense. Do your thing. Don't become equal. Don't live to become equal to a man. Live to become better than a man. You can do it. You can do it with your music. You can do it with your arts. You can do it with your brain. You can do it anything. Men, it's not so hard to be, to overcome being a man or be better than a man, because basically we're Neanderthals, and we actually need you to move us forward. I'm going to open up the mic to Mr. King Webb in 2 minutes. I'm going to take a break for 2 minutes. There's QAnon stories. There's some other stories. Maybe there's some music. But we'll be right back. And if you'd like to come in the studio, 319-527-6099 is the number. You're listening to Brian the Hammer Jackson, Hammer Radio Network.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Good friend, Mr. King Webb. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Brian. Good morning, everybody tuning in, listening. My apologies for the background noise, you guys. I'm on my way to go see about my car because I, you know, I put it in the shop to make sure everything is ready, you know, for the summer, you know, because it's gonna be getting
right.
Hot, man. It's already 57 degrees right now. It's going to get up to 83 today, so I'm making sure that everything is good to go. So I'm
That's
just kind
right.
of standing out here, you know, standing out here watching the cars go by at the shop right now. So, but other than that, you know, I hope everybody's morning is going well and everybody's doing well, you know what I mean? I've been listening to you talk, you know, and I seen you had tagged me in the with the show. And
sure.
I'm just gonna be honest, man. That Caitlyn Jenner, don't know if she wants to be a she or a he. You know, she's always complaining about something. You know, and I just feel like the more transgender or that community period, the more they complain. It's like the more they complain, it's like the more they will continue to try to push us into what they want, you know what I mean? And it's like, come on now, you know? I mean, you guys woke up one morning and decided y'all want to be something different. So it's just to me it's nonsense, you know. And that woman, or I'm gonna say man, because you know, she's really a man. But that man, he's always complaining about something, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous, you know. I mean, she just, he, she, whatever it is, I'm going to call it, just like the clown, it. Whatever it wants to be, you know, that's it. But it needs to just live its life peacefully and just, you know, nobody care about that stuff, you know what I mean? You know?
Right.
So, but the only reason why Caitlyn Jenner is trying to stay relevant right now is because the Kardashian is relevant right now and with what Kanye West is doing. So she figured, okay, let me get a little bit of attention off of Kim Kardashian, let me put it on myself, you know? So,
right.
You know, that's all that is. So,
yeah, I hear you. And I got bored with it. I didn't realize how bored I got. And I started saying, what the fuck? Who cares what Caitlyn Confused Bruce is doing? You know, I'm reading this story and I said, and in the middle of it, it's like, I'm bored. I don't give a fuck. But he does say something that's prevalent because you do have beautiful daughters. Seriously. Now, your daughters are active. And if you find yourself going to high school and your daughter has a wrestling tournament or some kind of combat sport tournament, and opposite her is a transgender woman who's really a guy with testosterone who's lifting weights and shit, how would you feel? What would you do? And if she gets hurt, would you sue the school? I mean, what's going on? You're a parent.
I mean, me personally, I've always tried to keep in my mind that whenever there's a problem, you go to the principal, you know. Mm-hmm. If the principal's not doing their job, then you go to the superintendent. And in this case, if I go to all three resources or whatever, and I'm trying to get this resolved, my only intent is to tell my daughter, look, if this person put his hands on you, if he put his hands on you, you kick him in the nuts, you know, make him drop like a bull, kick him in the nuts, you know?
Right.
Because technically, you are what you were born with, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, that's the way I've always told my kids. I told my girls, I said, don't ever let nobody touch you. I said, if somebody touches you or try to touch you, come let me know. I said, but if you can defend yourself, do that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
My kids,
but what
my
happens,
girls,
but what
yeah,
happens,
go ahead.
But what happens if she works? Okay, let's say she says, Daddy, I want to join the wrestling team. You say, okay, you want to wrestle for your school. Yes. And then they go to a school, and then opposite her, this dude from another school that you think is a woman, but it's really a trans woman, kid, boy, that is her opponent. What do you do?
Well, I'm gonna talk to her, and I tell her, look, this is what's going on, and I explain to her everything, and then from that point, if she says she wants to do it, fine. If she says no, then I let the school know. But if the school says, well, she already signed up and it's permanent, she has to do it until it's over, then I'm gonna say, well, this is the problem that's going on, and I don't allow that, you know what I mean? But I see what you're talking about, and I disagree with the way they do that now, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I guess it's crazy. It's real crazy.
I think it makes women, I mean, if you're going to do that and you accept that, you might as well get rid of domestic violence. And if you go to a house where a guy is just knocking the shit out of this girl, and you look at that girl and say it's a trans girl, knowing that it used to be a guy and it still has his testosterone and his nut sack, what are you going to do? It's like two dudes fighting, right? I mean, can you call domestic violence? What's going on? But yet she calls herself a female. What the fuck? I mean, let's just take out domestic violence and say, hey, it's just two people fighting. Fair fight. I mean, can you do that, King? Can you walk down the street? King, you're walking down the street with your daughters and your son. You're walking down the street, and you see this dude fighting with this trans woman. You see this woman, girl, fighting with this trans woman, meaning used to be a dude, and this woman is kicking him. I mean, the girl is pulling her by the hair and by the weave, and this trans woman is taking her fist and just fucking up her face, kicking her in the stomach because he still has his testosterone in his muscle. But just because it calls itself a female, what do you do? It's two women fighting, right, dude? Is that how you're going to look at it?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, kids, do you see what I see? And they're going to be like, yeah, what do you see, Dad? I'm like, well, I think that person needs some water. Let's go get them some water. And then I'm gonna go get some water, and then I'm gonna tell my mama, cut it. I'm gonna say, time out. We gotta take a break. And I'm like, here, you're gonna need some water because you're gonna need to rejuvenate yourself from this here. And then I'm gonna give the girl some water, and then I'm gonna say, all right, go ahead and go back to fighting, and I'm gonna keep on walking.
Get her ass all beat and everything. Man. I wonder, can you have a crime? Let's say, you know, I'm going way to the other side. Two of them are fighting. One, and then the woman who used to be a dude decided to change his gender to a female, but he still has his balls, his dick and balls, his ball sack. Pulls down the other girl pants and rapes the motherfucking shit out of her. Right there. Now, technically, legally, is this a woman-on-woman thing? And we're still looking at this person as a transgender female raping another female? And if that's rape, if you're looking at it two women, what do you do? Or because you're certainly not going to look at it as a man raping a girl, right? Because he's no longer a man. He's a transgender woman. And because thanks to you women, because you make up such a thing and it's such a non-thing, but we're going to go with you. And just because y'all LGBT people want to say we want to be free, we're not seeing a man raping a woman anymore. We're seeing a transgender woman getting freaky with her girlfriend. It's not rape. What do you say, King? Help me out with that.
I don't know. I just something I wouldn't want. I just wouldn't want to get involved in, you know. I just wouldn't get involved with that, you know. It's so much.
I'm gonna
now,
put,
you know what I mean? It's crazy because if,
I'm gonna
if
put
they're
you
in the
on
wrong
a jury,
and they know,
right? But
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm gonna put you on a jury.
No, I was gonna say like if they're in the wrong and they know they're in the wrong. If we try to fight them for that to get them in trouble, we lose and we get shut down. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like we lose everything. That's why that's why I said I wouldn't get involved in it, you know what I mean? But I mean at the end of the day it's just one of those.
Really? Okay, I'm gonna make you get involved because I'm going to put you on a jury. I summoned you and you have to appear for jury duty. You're on the jury. And I am the defense attorney with my client here. I am defending my transgender client saying, Your Honor, how could it be rape when we recognize her as a female, not a male? You yourself, Your Honor, recognize that this person, this transgender woman, is a female. Therefore, Your Honor, this could not be rape, and that baby could not be my transgender woman's kid, and they should not be able to take care of it because we recognize her as a woman, and a woman cannot impregnate another woman. Rest my case. You take the case. Okay, go talk. You give me guilty or not guilty. Is my client – wait a minute. Now, my client is innocent, and you're saying, what do you mean your client is innocent? Well, you can't my client is a woman. By law, you recognize her as a woman. Sure, forget about the beard and the big ball sack. Forget that. Forget about the big giant penis. Forget that. He is classified as a transgender woman. Therefore, there is could not be no rape because another woman cannot rape another woman, and therefore, even if she gets impregnated, if she gets pregnant, who did she get pregnant from? A woman pregnant another woman? No. And we don't recognize her as a man, so therefore that little bastard child that woman got pregnant for during this so-called rape, which I like to say, my client called it cuddle time, and I say to you, please release my client, keep her dignity, and I want an innocent verdict from you. What say you, King? Innocent or guilty?
Well, I want to say the transgender is guilty, you know.
Really? Of what? Of rape? Of fox,
yep.
or having sex and impregnating? You can't say she's guilty of rape. She's a woman. What case is that another woman rapes another woman? And okay, she got pregnant.
But,
she can't get pregnant by another woman. Come on. She's a woman.
I guess the reason why I say that is because in court, they're going to make them do a DNA. You know what I mean? And once their DNA come back,
right.
it's going to show, well, it's really a male. You know what I mean?
My client does not recognize he's a male. My client does not even recognize that he's a gender. In fact, he's non-gender specific. He's non-binary. My client recognizes in the state of California, state of Arizona, and the state of Utah, they are recognized as a woman, legally woman with rights. She or he does not recognize himself as a male. So, therefore, if he doesn't recognize himself as a male, you must try and look at her as a female. Am I correct? I would love to have an innocent verdict out of you.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't know. That's a hard one, man. I don't know. Because I know,
you know what I mean?
I know in most cases, they would have been like, well, the transgender didn't have any, you know, operations.
Right.
And what's below down there, that's what she is, you know what I mean? And so I really don't know if she'll be guilty or not guilty. I mean, that's just crazy. It's crazy because that's the kind of society we're living in now.
Right. You're absolutely right, King. I mean, it would be hard for me to, if I was sitting there with you, with that logic and that reason, it's like, okay, if the state recognized this man now, a transgender woman, if you recognize her as a woman now, it changes the game. You know what I mean? The state recognized, because you allow these people to go with this transgender lifestyle and you say that's what it is. Okay, now I got to look at it as she thinks she's a woman. She acted upon herself. And even if she impregnated this woman during a heated freak fight and used his penis as a weapon and she became pregnant, well, should this one take care of it and go after her with child custody things? No, it's a woman. You did this. You made us come to this agreement saying that this man is now a woman and we have to look at this man as a woman because he says he's trans. Now we're looking at women and women. And how can another woman impregnate another woman? And why should she deliver her child or pay child support or custody over this bullshit? Because you're making us recognize her as a woman now. Forget her big dangling balls and his big hairy penis coming protruding against her little pink panties. So we have to ignore that. And we have to just say, ignore all those things, those attributes that make her a man. We have to ignore that, even though he used it as a weapon. We have to look at him as a woman. So therefore, you must look at my client as a woman and judge her as a woman and not as a man. And I would like to have an innocent verdict. Thank you, Johnny Crockman, Institute of Law. If the condom don't fit, you must acquit. Go ahead, Kate.
Yeah.
It's a different world we live in, my friend.
Yeah, it really is, you know. And believe it or not, that's really what we go through in today's society, you know? You know, it's
right.
Sad because it's almost like your rights, my rights, and let's say an actual female's rights. It's like our rights are becoming extinct almost.
Right. I agree. Let me ask you another question since it's Friday. And I know you're busy. Hey, if
all
you
right.
have to go, let me go. Like I said,
right.
you're the only phones I'm going to open up. I see, okay, now I got 7 phones in here, but you're the only one I'm going to open up because I just want to talk to you. You're the morning crew. I just want to propose another question to you. Okay, have you ever, when you're a kid, I'm talking from kindergarten up to high school, did you ever fall in love with your teacher? From kindergarten up to high school.
Oh, yeah. I mean, back then when I was growing up, man, I had some cute teachers, but I also had some teachers that looked like Caitlyn Jenner too. You know what I'm saying? So you know, that wasn't cool. You know, I told my kids, I said, man, y'all teachers look better than my teachers looked when I was going to school.
Now let me ask you a question: if you were in a situation where you had a hot teacher, right? You know, I mean, we all dreamed about that. You had a hot teacher, and then, you know, you fucked her. Would you do it? Now, would you do it? Would you do it? Or would you say no? Let's say you're about 14 years old. Would you do it, and it's a hot teacher? Yes or no, Mr. King Webb?
Would I? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about just. Okay, if you're listening, fellas, just think about it. Teens, you're just hitting puberty. You know, you had to sit in class with this fine teacher, and this fine teacher had to show you videos about human growth and puberty and all that shit. And so you're in your mind, you're asking yourself, wow, what is it like? So, shit, you know, you're gonna wanna get some experience. So if she says, put your condom on and give it a try, you'll love it. You think I ain't going to try it? Hell yeah, I'm going to try it. Shit. And
exactly.
Me, they say that first nut feels good. Just like when you smoke weed, they say that first
right.
high is good. Well, it's just
right.
like it's just like your first nut. It's going to feel good.
Right. You know what? You're absolutely
yep.
right. Because let me tell you something.
Man.
Let me tell you something. And do you think these women should be arrested? I'm looking, you know, let me tell you how shallow these news organizations are. I'm looking at 5-6 women who got arrested for child molestation. We'll read their cases. But they look hot as fuck. They look hot as fuck. I'm not seeing some old, fat, dumpy teachers. Oh, I'm sure there's some ugly teachers molesting kids, but they're not making the newspapers. I think the only reason they're making the newspapers is because they look good, and there's like, and the guy's fantasy thing, like, yeah, you know, like a naughty, naughty story in some kind of erotic magazine. All these women who got busted, it looks like they're beautiful women. Where's the fat, ugly ones? Where's the fat, ugly women? Where's the ugly ones? But they're not putting up there. So I'm going to read you this, and I do raise my hand about having sex with my teacher. I do. And I'll raise my hand having sex with my brother's teacher. I do. But I don't know. I do. Well, I guess I do. I actually do. Now, I'm looking at the men who got arrested, and they are all look like pathetic pedophiles and gross and look like Santa Claus. I'm looking at these women, and they look like they're out of GQ magazine, man. Here's a woman. Her name is Jamal Devante Carter, 26 years old. She teaches at a middle school. She was arrested and charged with 15 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. According to the court, the investigations began on March 4th, and detectives were informed about a complaint from a student who had received an inappropriate picture from a teacher had been made. What? Okay, let me tell you something. First of all, I don't know what's in their heads, King, you and I. If I had sex with Mrs. Hot Piece of Ass, you know, 2019, and she says, you know, Brian, let's keep this to yourself. I'm going, oh, sure. As soon as she leaves, I'm posting this shit. I'm on TikTok. I'm bragging about this shit. I hit that bitch. Look at that. I tapped that ass twice. And even when I have her doggy style, I have a selfie while I'm doing it. And she's telling, please, let's not, let's keep it to yourself. Damn right we're taking it to herself. My page and my Twitter thing is blowing up. What kid is not bragging about that shit? What kid is going to say, I'm going to keep this quiet? What is in these teachers' head that you think you're going to mess with a minor and they're going to keep it quiet? Hell no, we're not going to keep it quiet. We're going to let everybody know that I'm hitting that shit because she's one of the hottest teachers in the school. Am I correct? I'm just talking as a guy. I don't know what's in these women's heads like this. Keep this between us. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my best friend Johnny tag. You know, I'm going to be a hero in this, up in this bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, King, that's in my mind. Women should know if there's a teacher out there thinking about it, tell her what a little boy's mind, a 14-year-old, is going to say when she says, let's just keep this between us. What do you think the guy's thinking? Go ahead, King.
Shit, the guy gonna make sure he keep it between them two, you know? Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I put it this way. When I was in middle school back in Kansas, look, it was cool. And then when I got in high school, it was little things that was going on too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, yeah. I mean, it's cool, you know? It's cool. So... But you got some that you can trust, and you got some that you can't. And
right.
most of them,
right.
Go ahead.
You know you're going to tell your best friend. You got a best friend. I don't see any kid, 14, 15, 16, especially 16, 17, is going to keep this shit quiet. You know what I'm saying? You're going to tell someone, your best friend, or whatever, right? I'm hitting that shit. But here's where it goes wrong. And women, I don't understand what happens here. So let me go on your side. So you're hitting this kid. I mean, what I'm saying is you're getting some sex, right? You're getting some sex with this young minor, 14, 15, 16. And you know you're getting the sex, right? Good. The sex is good. Everything's cool. He's keeping his fucking mouth shut. You're giving him a cookie. Well, you know that you're into young boys, so you're not just going to stay loyal to, you're not married to this son of a bitch. Here's where you go wrong. You ever have a kid with a toy? And you ask that kid, can you share that toy? That kid, go ahead, share that toy. No, they're not going to want to share. Just the traditional thing of children. So you're going to hit another kid? I mean, you're going to have sex with another kid, and that kid's not going to find out about it? What do you think that little kid's going to do, saying, well, you're having sex with Johnny, and I found Johnny's pictures on the thing, and Johnny's calling you? Why is Johnny calling you for homework when I'm up here eating your pussy and everything? And then he gets upset? No wonder you get busted, bitch. Am I right, King? You think this kid's going to go, okay,
yeah,
I want you to have sex with everybody else? This is where you get busted.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yep.
Yeah,
that's exactly how it goes.
Now this guy here
doing that kind of thing is like selling drugs. You never sell drugs where you lay your head at. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
you never fuck someone where you lay your head at. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
I mean,
you never.
But hey.
In my data, it says you never shit in your backyard. You don't do it.
Exactly.
You don't do it. I mean, when I was younger, and I had my own apartment, studio apartment, everything, and there were some hot girls around. It was one of those things. I lived in Hollywood. There were pools, everything, blah, blah, blah. And there was, I'll tell you a thing. I'll tell you a real story. I got this nice, beautiful apartment on Hollywood Boulevard. It wasn't on Hollywood Boulevard. It was off Hollywood Boulevard, but still, the main strip was Hollywood Boulevard. Nice. Looked like a townhouse and everything. Shit, I was very young and shit. And so I got it. I'm happy. I'm 22 or whatever. Cool. Now, I got it with my girlfriend. Girlfriend, hot, model, ass, fuck, really nice, good-looking as fuck. So good-looking that people were looking and crashed their cars. And the insurance company gave her a part of a commission for just walking down the street because people crashed their cars, and she got 10%. You know, just that's how good-looking she was. Good. So I go to the laundry room, and I see Vanna White. Yeah, the Vanna White. Vanna White was the, what was it, Wheel of Fortune kind of bullshit. I go, damn, that's Vanna White. Now, Vanna White, would be honest with you, Vanna White was maybe 2 years into Wheel of Fortune. So we're talking hot Vanna. Not Vanna, Betty White, Vanna White. And there she was, I remember, was lavender underwear. Had a lavender underwear bra. She had a lavender underwear panty. She was doing her laundry. And guess what else she was doing? Cocaine in the laundry room. Now, I could have hit it. She didn't offer me any. It's not like we're friends or shit. But this is early Hollywood days. But it would ruin my relationship with my girl. Didn't hit it. Walked out. Bought my own cocaine. Why am I saying this? Well, because, you know, I don't know what you guys are, you ladies are thinking who are teachers and thinking that you think you're going to have sex with these young boys and think they're not going to say anything? Are you really out of your fucking mind? Here's another teacher in Los Angeles, California. Just got busted 2 days ago. And another pretty girl. That's another pretty girl. I think hopefully we have the – I think we do have the sound on this one. Let's see. Here we go. Listen to this story.
Battle in a massive blaze at a sports bar in Downey this morning. Take a look at the scene from over an hour ago. Sky 2 caught the flames taking over the 2020 draft house.
Okay,
you can see fire crews working to contain the flames. This is on fire.
And there's quite a story behind it. A castle nestled in the foothills of Glendora. And tonight, look at this. Sky 9's Desmond Shaw shows us the historic site near Route 66. It's an area that has contributed to California's legacy as the...
How'd I get to a castle? I'll read it. The LAPD detective says, the LAPD says its detectives arrested Samantha Arisbal Tuesday after receiving a report of allegedly ongoing inappropriate sexual conduct. Inappropriate. Well, what is appropriate? All sexual conduct should be inappropriate because that's what makes it freaky. Shut up. Inappropriate, so we have to put in the word inappropriate? Okay. While she worked as a teacher at the Ivory-bound Academy School in Sherman Oaks, that's California. She's worked there since 2020, so she's only been there a year. Police did not say if the allegation involved their student at the school. There's no further detail released about this. Okay, no. Okay, and it says, now they charged her with felonies. First, that's the first point. The result of the LAPD's investigation has been presented to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, which had filed multiple felony charges against the woman, Arisbal. In a statement, the Ivory-bound Academy called Arisbal's alleged conduct reprehensible and totally contrary to the Ivory-bound Academy's mission, and that they and the way we run our schools. This is this is not what we do. Bullshit. I can almost hear that in the teacher's lounge. I know that motherfucker. Our deepest sympathies go out to the student and student's family who has been impacted by this. The one who's impacted by this is that dude's going, fuck, who's the one who snitched? What the fuck? I was having a great time. Don't give me your sympathy. Give me more whole teacher's hoes. Teacher's aides. A poor dude. He was hitting this shit. And no guy, 14, is being a victim of some older pussy. Stop saying that. It's good. We call it yum-yum. Stop it. We're not victims. And I don't believe that she should be arrested. What? Okay, I'm sorry. I fucked this kid who's 15 years old. I'm 22, and now he got some older pussy. Now, remember, now this kid is getting pussy. Let's say the kid's 15. This kid has a girlfriend. He's getting pussy every week. So I guess the 15-year-old pussy is okay, but a 5-year-old pussy, that could be very damaging to this young man, because older pussy can really be traumatic versus younger pussy. And oh my God, what did I do to him? Because he got a taste of older pussy, and this guy's fucked up for the rest of his life. Are we stupid? Stop the nonsense. Are we stupid? Here's my theory. If you're 12 years old and you know what sex is and you consent to sex, law, if it's a law, okay? I'm not telling people right now to go for it or anything like this. I'm saying they should really relook at this law and have a lot of these people, just because of sex, locked up for the rest of their life, and then they're labeled a sex predator for the rest of their life because they had a little sex. Let me say it this way. But both of them agreed to have it. What do you call it? They both agreed to have it. You know what I mean? We're not talking rape. We're not talking forced sex. We're not talking forced sex. We're not talking anything else but two people who agree upon this action and know what it is. I think we're being a little harsh if they understand what sex is. We should really look at it, because that person now, she's about 22, if I'm looking at this, for the rest of her life, she's going to be labeled a sex offender. She'll never work again in any school or any public service or anything like that. Never, ever. Her life is over. And this kid, meanwhile, is going to go on to maybe play football and have sex with other girls, live a life and everything. If he agreed upon this, shouldn't he be labeled a sex offender too? If she's been labeled a sex offender, shouldn't he be labeled a sex offender? What's up with him? It's like you arrest a hooker and you don't arrest a Johns, and then all of a sudden you say, okay, I'm going to arrest Johns now. Okay, cool. That's fair. And all the girls and all the hooker girls go, you go, district court. You're going to arrest the Johns too. Yay, you. Okay, cool. So if you're going to arrest the Johns and you're going to arrest the prostitutions, and if you're going to arrest this woman, I'm not saying what she did was right, but if you guys want to cry being fair, if you're going to arrest this woman who's about 22, had sex with this boy who may be 15, 14, and he knows what he's doing too, he should be arrested too. If she's going to be labeled a sex offender, he should be labeled a sex offender too, not a victim. They both know what they were doing. It was consensual. That's the word. It was consensual sex. Now, if it's non-consensual, I'm with you. But if two people having consent, and then you guys, well, he's too young to know what can, oh, bullshit. If he's old enough to turn a magazine, pull his dick out of his pants and start jacking off, he knows what sex is. He knows what sex is. Stop it. He knows what sex is since 10 o'clock, and he's been jacking off. Yes, he's been jacking off all around when you're a little asleep, when you're your husband, and you're putting him there in his Star Wars pajamas, and he's watching Princess Leia on there, and with her boobs out, he is pulling this down, and he is whacking his Wookiee. Damn well, why he's whacking that Wookiee? So let's quit pretending. How you doing, Keith? It's true.
Hey, I'm back. They kicked me off again.
People have been having problems with it. Like six people are saying Blog Talk is kicking them off. I'm sorry about that. I have no control over it. But, King, do you not agree? If they're going, this woman 22, and if she's going to be labeled a sex offender for the rest of her life, and that boy may be 14, 15, and he gets and he knows what's going on, and he does consensual sex with her, and he's always labeled a victim, and he doesn't get that. I'm saying he should be labeled for being a sex offender too if he agrees to this kind of sex act. Why is he off the hook? He agreed to this. This is, you know what I mean? And if you're going in prison and ruin this woman's life who's 23 years old for the rest of her life and put her as a sex predator, he should also be put as a sex predator. And if you're going to put him as a sex predator, if you're not going to do it, you're not prepared to do that, ruin this boy's life at 14, then you should change the rules. What do you say about that, King? Oh, Blog Talk is really fucking up. Blog Talk is fucking up. I can't help it, guys. Yeah, I'm getting it, too. I can't hear King. I can't hear him, and he's probably talking. But I don't know if I'm still on the air how Blog Talk is messing up. But, I mean, there you go. Instagram, watching Princess Leia, watching Princess Leia, pulling down my pants, and I'm jacking off. Jacking off, jacking off. I'm almost there, I'm jacking off, jacking off. Oh, 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 I'm going to pull a little Wookiee. Jacking off and jacking off, jacking off. There you go. If you know what sex is, and both of them agreed to do the act, and he's fully aware what love is, he too should be labeled a sex offender. And if you're not ready to take him out of being a victim and to put that harsh label on him, then you might want to start thinking about these people who are 22 years old, 23 years old, that will be labeled for the rest of their life and ruin their career for a piece of dick. Because that's all it was. The boy got his dick wet, and she got some dick. We'll be right back to finish of the show. You're listening to me, Brian the Hammer Jackson. I'm shedding some truth on y'all ass that you don't want to hear. My number is 319-527-6099. If you can get in the studio, I got 8 people here. King's mic is open, and he can't get through. People are getting...
Yeah, I'm right
there
here.
There he is.
I'm right
there
here.
He is. This happens that usually when a lot of people try to sign on at once, this fucks up the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Blog Talk is hating. They hating because we the shit.
I do. Don't they hate me? I must be doing something right.
Oh, yeah. Blog Talk needs to relax, smoke a joint, pour a glass
right.
of wine, and just relax.
Exactly. Oh, man, they've been hating. But,
right.
King, but don't you believe that if they're not prepared to put that label on that 14-year-old boy because he agreed to have sex with this older woman. He agreed. He knew what sex was. But if you're going to label her
yep.
and ruin her life,
yep.
since he agreed
yep.
to the act, shouldn't he have some responsibility and say, okay, you too
oh, yeah.
should be labeled a sex offender?
Yeah.
And if you're not ready to put him as a sex offender, then you might want to think about changing these laws about ruining people's lives at 23 years old. You know what I'm saying? It's just not fair. I mean,
yep.
I mean, what did they do? They both agreed on some sex. He got his dick wet. She got a little dick. That's it. And he probably got an
yep.
A in school and upped his grade point average and is going to go to the university. That's what happened to me. All right. I got my good friend, Mr. King Webb, in the studio. Now there's 6 other people. Okay, I will open up your mics. Leave me alone. Right now, I just want to talk to my friend King. That's all I want to talk about. And we'll be right back to finish up the show. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. If you want to come in the studio, I probably won't let you in or open up your mic, but I might. It's 319-527-6099. I got 6 other people right now probably waving their fists at me. You son of a bitch! You say the number, but you're not opening up our mics. You bastard! All right. I hear you. I'll be right back to finish up the show. Thank you, King, for being there.
It felt like springtime on this February morning. In a courtyard, birds were singing your praise. I'm still recalling things you said to make me feel alright. I carry them with me today now as I lay me down to sleep beside a place.
away out with your name into the sky.
Yo, he said, she said. He said, she said. Men and women don't know how to communicate. Being a victim when they did the same act, when it was both of them agreed to do it as consensual partners. And so you're going to say life is fair? Life is not fair. Laws are not fair. Every time you have a law, lawyers get a hard-on, meaning that more money, more money, more money. Every time there's a good law for good people, it's always going to end up bad for some people. Because life is not fair. But we can't go overboard. Stop it with these transgender students. They're hurting other students. Stop it. You can hurt another student for life. You parents out there, how would you feel about your boys coming home and saying that he's a female? And then they join a woman's sports and they paralyze another female, hitting another female. How do you feel about that as parents, that your son, who weighs 185 pounds, probably worked out, ran track, did exercise, he comes home and says, now Bobby is Jackie. And then he says he wants to go out for wrestling, but he looks at himself as a female. And you, as parents, enroll him into some YMCA or some whatever school activity as a female, knowing good and well he has balls bigger than your husband, and he's jacking off more than your husband, squirting up the walls, filling up the bed, and you, with good conscience, and have him go against a female the same age as 14 years old, slamming her on a mat, picking her up, doing WWF or what the hell is WW, what the fuck he's doing, and injuring your little girl. How do you as parents can sleep at night knowing that your little son became a girl and hurt somebody in one of these sports? How do you as school people who are supposed to protect our children let this happen? How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night? I just don't know. Here's another case. You know, where's King? Wait, is King Mike open? What's going on with King? Yeah, King's Mike open.
You know, I'm right here.
King, I don't know how parents could do that, man. I mean, with good conscience, knowing that their son, who's all of a sudden wants to be a girl, hurting people, and said, oh, well, he's a transgender. I don't know how they sleep at night, man. I don't know how they do that. I don't know. This world is not built the same. And my computer just froze, by the way. Meaning, I think Blockhawk, you could probably hear me because I'm doing this at home, but I cannot get back to the studio. King, if you can hear me, because I cannot get back to the studio. I know I had like 10, 11 people in the studio, but I can't get back in.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't get back in, so that means I'm going to have to end the show. But before I end the show, because I can't get back in the studio now. King, do you want to close the show? Something to say? Something on your mind this weekend before anything? Do you want to say anything?
I just want to tell everybody to just be safe, you know, as it's starting to get nice, you know.
Right.
Just be careful, you know what I mean? I know there's a lot of crime going on out there in L.A. right now. I know there's a lot of visitors coming out there to L.A. visiting, and they're also getting robbed and stuff. So, you know, I just want to tell people that are listening to just be careful, you know, and enjoy their weekend.
Yeah, you got that right, man. I mean, this pandemic bullshit and people out of work. You know, homeless people in California, I don't know where you are, but homeless California out here is like a gang, man. It's like these homeless people are running around in California with hatchets and knives and jacking people up and robbing people. It's not like your traditional homeless, and I'm not going to say traditional homeless, but these, you know what these are? These are like lower income families, right? They lost their jobs, they lost their home, now they're on the street. There's a new type of homeless on the street now. You got some thug homeless on the street now, you know what I mean? And they are hitting people. They are jacking people up. You got to have your head on a swivel. They are doing some damage in California, you know. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful, and King is absolutely right. You got to be careful out there. King, you have a safe weekend. I can't get in the studio, so that means I'm just going to have to hang up. But
okay.
You
have a wonderful weekend as well. And before we got off the show the other day, the kids was wanting to say hello to you, but, you know, the phone, they kicked us out. So.
Oh, man. You give those kids my – wait, I might be able to close the studio. You give those kids my love. I love to hear those kids. They always make me smile.
I definitely will.
All right, my friend. I still can't get in, and I try. Wait a minute. Are you my good luck? Nope, it's not letting me. All right, my friend. Have a good weekend. You know my number if you need me. Hey, those seven people or now six people who wanted to get into the studio. I didn't open up your mic. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize your phone number, but I will open it up Monday. I just wanted to talk to the original morning crew, but Monday all phones will be open. Thank you. Much love. Brian and Hammer Jackson Show. We're out for the weekend. See you later. Bye, my friend.